Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. All right, we're back. Tactical Tuesday, episode number 2. Going to burn right through some of these beginner topics. I've been around a long time, so thinking back to these terms is actually hard for me to do after 6-7 years of like trying to remember the questions I had in 2014 as I was researching this. But this is easily one of them. I heard the term dropshipping, and I said, what is dropshipping? And so let's define it here on this show, John.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, anyone who's out there looking for, ways to start a business or opportunities and things like that online at the moment, they're going to come across the term dropshipping, and, you know, it's an important thing to answer. So, look, dropshipping is in its basic form. I mean, it's a method of e-commerce. So it's an e-commerce business. It's a particular, you know, way of doing e-commerce, and there are multiple different types of e-commerce, but I mean, dropshipping is essentially, it's just a different fulfillment method. So there are different ways that you can do dropshipping, and we'll talk about those in upcoming episodes. But at its most basic sense, dropshipping is essentially you as the dropshipper. You run a business, a website. You market your website to customers. When a customer comes onto your website and purchases a product that you're selling, rather than you having the product there with you and shipping it to the customer, you're actually working with a supplier, which might be a manufacturer or a distributor or something like that. And when you take an order, you're essentially placing that order with that supplier, your partner, that supplier, and they are shipping the product directly from their warehouse to the customer. So you don't touch the product yourself. And so the product goes straight to the customer. Customer receives the product. They're happy. And essentially, you just rinse and repeat. So at its most basic sense, that's what dropshipping is.
And it happens everywhere on the internet. You've definitely encountered this and you didn't even know it. So you may have ordered something from Walmart.com who's dropshipping that from another supplier. They even tell you sold by said supplier. Anything you've ever ordered online, I would say there's a 50% chance that it was dropshipped, that it was housed in that manufacturer's warehouse and different websites were selling it and simply forwarding the order to them, where you might encounter the term blind drop shipping, which is again just drop shipping, but blind means the supplier is slapping a different label on it. So if you bought it at the3dprinterguy.com and it shipped from MakerBot, MakerBot's going to slap the3dprinterguy.com's logo on there. So it appears as if it was coming from the3dprinterguy, where it was actually sent from MakerBot. It was drop shipped from MakerBot. Where else might you find this on the internet? There's all kinds of gurus out there telling different ways for you to do drop shipping. One that comes to the top of my mind is drop shipping on Amazon, listing things from Walmart, throwing it on Amazon for, 30-40% markup and selling it that way. What other ways have you encountered dropshipping on the internet?
eBay as well. eBay was probably one of the, probably even before people were doing it on Amazon, people were doing it on eBay. Of course, people run their own websites, and there's lots of different ways it happens. I just think people would be surprised, actually. I think a lot of people hear the term dropshipping and they think, oh, that's something dirty. It's something... let's be honest, in 2021, when we're recording this episode, there for some people that term dropshipping does have a bit of a negative stigma to it, right? But the reality is that it's been around, in some sense or another, some form or another, it's been around for at least, 15 years, more than 15 years. It's been around almost as long as e-commerce has been happening, right? If you can look back and you can find examples of dropshipping happening a long time ago. Look at a company like Wayfair, which, is a common example we often use. I mean, that started many years ago as a couple of guys running dropshipping businesses, from their bedroom. And now it's like a massive business. And those guys started doing it, yeah, I don't know, like 15 years ago or more, maybe something like that. So,
hey, just want to jump in here real quick and say, if you're loving this show, the number one thing you can do to help us out is simply go to Spotify or iTunes or whatever you're listening on and smash that follow button, that subscribe button, and leave us a review. It really does help us reach more people. And if you've got a friend that you know should be listening to this, send the podcast over to them. We'd love to have them join us as well. And real quick, two quick resources I have for you. If you want to join us in our free Facebook group, you can find that at facebook.com/groups/dropship tribe, or just search the Dropship Tribe. And we also have a paid version of this podcast where you can get even more of John and I in longer form content. You can find that on Patreon at patreon.com/dropship podcast. All right, back to the show. I think the stigma comes from the gurus, right? Like I'm a big fan of TikTok. I'm not shy about it. In fact, I probably spend too much time on TikTok. There's no shortage. You can't scroll through your feed if you've shown TikTok you're into that stuff without seeing somebody telling you how much money they made, Shopify dropshipping. There's YouTube videos galore, and they're all, in my opinion, the wrong way to dropship. Look, I'm all for making money. If you were the first person to discover fidget spinners and you dropshipped a shit ton of those from AliExpress and you made a quick buck, good for you. I'm not going to hate on you for that, but I don't like the method of turn and burn dropshipping, which is probably what people have encountered on the internet, why it seems like a scam or it's not true or has a little bit of a stigma behind it. And so I guess I understand why it has a stigma.
No, totally, totally. It's like any business, right? Any business, online, offline, any type of business, there's people who do a good job and there's people who do a bad job. Like you get a house built by a builder. There are good builders who do a fantastic job and there are bad builders, right? Real estate agents. There are good real estate agents and there are a ton of crap real estate agents. And that's why real estate agents have a bad name, right? At least in Australia, they do anyway, right? So, you know, it's this, and it's no different with dropshipping. There is a right way to do it, and there is a wrong way to do it. And I think, unfortunately, in the last sort of maybe 4 years, some of the wrong ways of doing it, or the dirty ways of doing it, have been very much popularized, because for some people, it's been an easy way to make a quick buck off other people, right? I mean, I remember when I started dropshipping, or when we started, I don't think it had such that stigma happening, right? Or that some of that, there weren't as many people who heard that word and thought, well, I mean, most people just didn't know what it was back then, to be honest. But, it wasn't the same when we first started. So I think it's certainly a product of particular methods that have been more popular in recent years. Now, those are starting to go away, thankfully. And in the next episode, we're actually going to talk about particular ways of dropshipping that work best. So, you know, hopefully things might, people might start going a bit easier on the old dropshipping than they have been.
Every ounce of me wanted to interrupt you and say, there's good countries and bad countries, Jenna. Every ounce of me. I held it in. All right. So on the next episode, again, we're going to talk about our method, the way we do dropshipping and why we think it is better, what it is. Hopefully that described to you what dropshipping is. Again, it's just a method of fulfillment. Literally half the internet works this way, if not more. And so you've definitely been dropshipped to and you had no idea. Hopefully that helps you understand what dropshipping is. It's just a way for you to run an e-commerce business with little to no overhead. So stick around next week, and these will probably come out in a bunch in the beginning. We're going to talk about our method of dropshipping. Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. you'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.